Hello and happy spring, folks. Welcome back to this episode of Stew on This. I'm Stu Bittman. This one's called My Precious. Hillary and I have a dear friend who is now in remission from pancreatic cancer. Yahoo! She took a walk with Hillary the other day, and she related to Hillary how she felt completely connected to the preciousness of life all through her treatments and, you know, essentially while she was fearing for her life. And she told Hillary that once she had gotten the all clear in these past few weeks, how she already feels that preciousness slipping away. I've been thinking a lot about this. I think we've all had moments and times of that kind of awareness of life's preciousness. I know for us, just knowing that our dear friend might not be with us much longer offered a bit of that perspective. We've had to evacuate our home twice in the past 17 years and because of fires, and both times I noticed a mass awareness of this preciousness. Also, the preciousness of the connection we share with each other and how we need each other and how important that connection is. Well, I know whenever I'm aware of this preciousness of life, it brings deep gratitude and an overwhelming feeling of enoughness. It reminds me of what Thich Nhat Hanh, the beautiful Vietnamese teacher, used to say about our breath. He would tell us to imagine having an asthma attack, which I've never had, but I guess I can imagine what that first deep, full, unrestricted breath must feel like and how grateful people must feel for that. And he would ask, why do we need an asthma attack to experience the preciousness of our breath? Yes, knowing that preciousness brings me the ability to savor the depth of more of my moments. It gives me the ability to not sweat the small stuff so much and to remember what's important to me. It makes it a lot easier for me to access my heart. And it seems to me, sadly, that this shift of perspective and this awareness of preciousness happens more when the schmutz has hit the fan or is hitting the fan. I've often wished that there were more fun and wonderful things that gave me the same perspective. I've been aware of some. I've been able to gain that perspective from a deep connection with nature, or, you know, or when my daughter comes to visit, which she's coming up today. Yoo-hoo. Or doing a breath work, or attending a fantastic seminar, or leading a life-changing workshop, such as Chiropractic from the Heart. But that has always left a lot of time in between. So at some point, I decided to start wishing for that awareness less and to start noticing it more, because it isn't hard to find. And it isn't hard to find mainly because life and relationships and moments are precious, whether we're aware of it or not. Every moment is a miracle in progress, just as every chiropractic adjustment is a miracle in progress. In every moment, the sacred and miraculous dance of life is happening. In every moment, innate intelligence is performing and coordinating octillions of things simultaneously in ease and harmony within our bodies. And universal intelligence is juggling that same miracle on a universal scale. So I wonder, does the awareness of the preciousness of life, along with all of its gifts, does that really slip away? Or do we allow other things to slip in and cover it up? Preciousness seems to be the normal and natural state. So perhaps we're not aware of it only when we've created some interference to its expression. And the interference we allow in can include things like routines and a sense of urgency and perceived duties and obligations and worries over bills or health or getting wrapped up in drama, whether it's our own or others. Well, you know, knowing it's likely we'll continue to allow some of these unwanted guests into our awareness, it seems wise to develop a strategy so we can tap into the preciousness of life that is always here, more often. So we can tap into what's important a little more so the urgency doesn't take us over. What a tremendous gift to give ourselves. As chiropractors, I've believed for many years that every single thing we hope to achieve in practice, whether it's higher volume or better results or more referrals or more fulfillment or purpose or fun or whatever, it all boils down to how we show up in that one moment of interaction with that person on the table. And if we're aware of the preciousness of that person on the table, of each and every one, and of their life, of each moment with them, of how precious it is to be able to change people's lives for the better, to make their lives easier. Wow. I believe it would help with everything we're trying to accomplish to be a little more present to the preciousness of each and every one of those interactions. It would also help, I think, with everything we're trying to accomplish if we were more present to the precious miracle of innate and its workings, to the precious truth that we can simply lay our hands on someone with a loving intention and release that miracle. I believe this would definitely help us to be more certain, to be more confident, to help us get off the, what I call the credit blame roller coaster. And similarly, whether we're in chiropractic or not, everything we're looking for in life is available in the present moment as well. So becoming more aware of the preciousness of each moment would be a huge gift to all of us. There's one other thing we might be allowing to slip in and block our awareness of any moment's preciousness, and that is the belief that we'll be able to access this preciousness better later on or more easily later on, like when we retire or whatever. In fact, we lose some hold on the preciousness of any moment whenever we think later moments will be more precious or less precious, or whenever we compare this moment to past moments, or when we compare this moment to how we think this moment should be. Well, to paraphrase one of my favorite speakers, Charlie Tremendous Jones, if we ain't present to the preciousness here and now, it sure as heck won't be easier there and then. So let's start practicing now. Let's keep coming back to our heart that is always in the present moment. Let's keep giving ourselves the time and space to stop once in a while and smell the roses and appreciate the roses as well as our noses. There's a song like that, but I'm not going to sing it. And especially, let's keep up our regular gratitude practice, because gratitude is the quick ticket to an awareness of the preciousness of anything in life. Folks, it may be a cliche that this moment is the only one we have, but it's also true. And if it's true, how could anything be more valuable or precious? Indeed, every moment is precious. Without a doubt, there will be moments that feel and seem more precious than others. But since you've probably noticed that those extra special moments don't come announced, we might as well do what we can now to be open to the preciousness of all of them. Well, folks, you are precious to me. Stew on that. And I'll see you next week.